touch, retouch me. Oh, sing it to him now. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something has happened, and now I know he touched me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. How many of you appreciate the touch that he put on your life? You know, some of us, and probably the biggest part of us, we had lives that we wouldn't want a lot of people to know about. We had lives that we're ashamed of. But aren't you glad that the one that can forgive you is also the one that can forget it? I can forgive you of a lot of things, but I'll probably always remember it. And you the same way. Our memory, it kind of stirs us up sometimes. But I'm so glad that when he forgave me, he forgot everything that's behind me. The coast is clear. Somebody say praise the Lord. I'm glad to be serving to God like that this morning. Praise the Lord. Well, are you glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Did you enjoy Brother Homer here last night? Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm so glad that we have the right mediator that takes up for us and stands for us. Are you glad about it this morning? Why don't you turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church on Sunday morning. What a privilege that it is. Let's sing that chorus again, if you will, brother. Play it like you believe now, boys. Oh, yes, he's touched me. Oh, he touched me. The joy that floods my soul. Something has happened, and now I know he touched me. The Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. We've got quite a few prayer requests this morning. I'm going to let you be seated while we look at these. Brother Daniel, if you'll come, be getting ready this morning to take us to the Lord in prayer. Brother Matt Carter wants us to remember Brother George Berkman, Sr. from Delaware. He has cancer on places on his face. Pray that it hasn't spread to his lymph nodes. So they're asking that we would remember that prayer request for that brother this morning. We just commit that to the Lord. Brother Steve Bright says to please pray for my youngest sister, Susan. She has been diagnosed with colon cancer, and she starts treatment soon. So let's remember that need as we pray this morning. On her behalf, Sister Sylvia Barham says to please pray that for the family of Homer Ball. He passed away yesterday. She stayed with him, sat with him for almost a year. He and his family were nominal Christians, but they were such a blessing to me. So we want to remember that family in prayer. Also want to pray for her friend by the name of Sarah. She has lung cancer. And let's remember those needs this morning as we go to the Lord. Sister Carrie says to please pray for my mother. She fell again last night. More stroke symptoms and upcoming heart procedure. So let's remember these needs in her life, that the Lord would just be mindful of her. Want to pray for Harold Nunley. I hope I got that name right. Might have mispronounced that last name. But anyway, they're suspecting that he has pancreatic cancer. So we want to remember that prayer request this morning. Brother Baker, they want to thank the Lord for touching Sister Baker, feeling a lot better. Thank you for praying. So we pray for her. Continue to remember her in prayer. Want to pray for Lance Parker, who has been sick since Thursday. So let's remember Lance in prayer this morning. A friend of Sister of Robin Martin's, Amy Camberini. I hope I got that name close to right. is asking for the church to pray for her. She has just been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. So let's remember that prayer request as we pray. I want to pray for Avery Wiggins and Sharon Wiggins. Both are sick. Also pray for Sister Linda Jablonski, having problems with asthma and allergies. So let's remember that request. Sister Joy Green says to pray for Gary Miller. He's been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. So let's remember that as we pray today. I want to pray for the Johnson family. Brother Brad Johnson passed away unexpectedly yesterday. So let's remember that family in prayer as we go to the Lord, that God would just be mindful of them. This testimony, let me read you this. This is from Brother Gene Terrell. Such an encouraging testimony, Brother Gene. So I was told on Wednesday that my cancer markers started at 38,000, but were down to 3,600. Well, by that Friday, they were down to 692. Our God is truly awesome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for that testimony. Well, you just keep getting good reports, Brother Gene. God bless you, buddy. Sister Estep not feeling well this morning. Let's remember her as we pray. Sister Janet Payne wants to turn in this testimony. I want to give the Lord praise. He can do anything. The sister that was visiting from England on Wednesday night had lost her passport and was in a panic because her plane was to leave the next morning. So they joined hands, began to pray, and began to quoting scriptures and things that the prophet had reminded us of. Well, she found, in 10 minutes, she found the passport laying where she had already looked three times. Praise be to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Lisa Davis says to please keep Laura, my baby sister, in your prayers. She's having neck surgery on this coming Thursday. She has suffered brain damage from being hit by a car when she was 8 years old, and she is now 55 and has a lot of issues. So we just commit that to the Lord. Ask God to be mindful of that situation. Brother Samuel Scheffler sends this in. I'm just going to read it the way he wrote it. I think you'll appreciate the way he... My brain may be messed up, but I'm glad God's on my side. Brother Homer Longoria told me so, and I believe it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. All it takes is somebody believing. All it takes is just believe. Just believe. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'll make this announcement before I fall apart. Teen and young adult Bible study tomorrow night from 6 until 8 p.m. in the fellowship hall. Remember that. All the unspoken prayer requests this morning. I know there's tremendous needs among us, but we're serving such an awesome God. We're serving a wonderful, resurrected Lord Jesus. Can we stand this morning? Brother Daniel, God bless you. We appreciate this guy right here, don't we? Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God's good to us, isn't he? Amen. Just as sure as the sickness does heal. Amen. He said he'll heal us of all our sicknesses, all our diseases. We just keep our faith while trusting him this morning. Amen. I didn't make it to service last night. We had my son and his wife at the house. But I listened to it over the internet, and I really got a blessing out of it. Amen. We got a mediator this morning. Amen. I want to read you something. By the way, Brother Brad Johnson was a real brother. I was reading this morning, even before I knew that he had passed away, I read what Brother Brown said, that we all was going to have to face death. Every one of us is going to have to take that road. Amen. The main thing is just be ready. Amen. Just something I wrote down real quick this morning. A traveler in the foothills of the Wild West when it was wilder than it is now stopped a man and asked him if he could tell him which trail to take to reach a certain city before nightfall. The man told him, he said, there's a lot of trails that you can take, But there's only one that will get you there. He said, now, if you go any other way, he said, you're going to get lost in the underbrush. He said, you've got to stay with this trail. It's the only one that will get you there. And he told me, he said, just keep saying to yourself, there's only one way. There's only one way. There's only one way. He took the stranger's advice and he made it to its destination. You know, Jesus is our mediator this morning. He said, I am the way, the only way. I am the way. And if we'll follow him, we'll reach our destination. Let's pray over these needs this morning. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for this opportunity to be in this church. What a blessing it is to us. God, we praise you for these people. God, we bring our needs and our requests before you. God, we pray for the household of Brother Brad Johnson, the family. God, that you'll stretch forth your hand, that you'll comfort them. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless this service. Move for these needs, these requests. So much sickness. But God, we know that you are a healer. God, we commit this into your hands. Pray that you'll bless Brother Homer today. God, that you'll be with our pastor and his family. Give them rest for the body. Now, God, we commit this service unto your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just thinking about the passing of Brother Brad, you know, as until what has taken place in his short time that he's been away from us, but he got to see his daddy and his mama. And, you know, I got to thinking about on another side of that, his daddy got to see him. Brother Johnson's been blind for many, many years, but today he got to see Brad. Isn't that sweet? Just to think about how good God is, how precious our Lord is. Certainly want to pray for Gracia and Chrissy, David and Eric, as they'll probably be making their way that way. I don't know exactly what the arrangements are. We'll know more in the days to come, but let's certainly keep that precious family. How many of you remember when they first came here? A lot of you weren't here, but some of you do remember when they first came here many, many years ago. Just a precious, precious family. So we want to remember them this morning. Ushers, if you'll come this morning, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting today with us in the service, we want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. Those that will be streaming, we pray this service will be a great blessing to those folks as well. Let's sing a little song this morning. It says, I would not be denied. And that's what our testimony, we won't hold that true till we get to the very last breath of this old body. I will not be denied. God has made promises. We're going to hold on to every one of them. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give him another good hand clap of praise if you love him. a song for us this morning. Sister Sarah, if you'll come, be getting ready. Let's sing this little chorus this morning as Sister Sarah gets ready to sing for us. Papa God. I love that little chorus, brother. I think the Lord gave that to Brother Donnie many years ago. But I like for us to sing that. Papa God, aren't you glad for what Papa God has done for you? Let's sing it this morning, if you will. It's probably too high. Papa God, you saved me from my old life. You forgave me. You cleansed and made me whole. You touched my heart, changed my soul. Now I know I need you. Sister Sarah, a nice hand as you're seated this morning.
It was such a lovely day. The sun was shining bright. A gentle breeze was blowing my way. Not a storm cloud in sight. Then suddenly, without warning, surrounded my life. But even in the storm, I can feel the calm, and here's the reason why. I know the peace speaker. I know another man with the power of this friend. By simply saying, "Peace be still," he can calm the strongest wind. And that's why I'll never worry. storm clouds come my way. I know that He is near, and He'll drive away all the fear, and I can smile and say, wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray.
Homer will have for us this morning what the Lord has given him. He always blesses our heart when he's here, and we certainly appreciate he and Brother Mike Howell being with us again this Sunday morning in service. You going to pray for our brother this morning? You going to pull on the gift of God? Let's sing the little chorus. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, key of F. Let's sing with all your heart this morning. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Yes, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good to see all of you this morning that wasn't here last night.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, a lot of times you say, "Amen." You won't be here next week. Amen. Amen. Just good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. This morning I greet you in the name of the Lord. I know there's some sad hearts here this morning. Amen, Brother Brad passing, you know, but he just changed dwelling places. Amen. That's the bottom line. He changed dwelling places. Amen. And one day we're trying to get there. Amen. And so I know there's a sad heart this morning, but God saw fit. And I said, when I lost my wife, I said, God, I didn't charge God foolish. And I said, he knew what he was doing. And so I said, he had to have her, And so he called her home. And so, and one day be my time. Amen. Amen. And one day it'll be your time.
Amen.
And so, as Brother Nunley said, now's time to make ready. Get ourselves together. Amen. Amen. So this morning, amen, I maybe try to hurry as much as I can. And I think Louis said he's going to buy dinner. And so, I want to hurry as quick as I can. He'll change his mind. Amen. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. We want to look at verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over all the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Created man and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Subdue it, and have dominion over the fish, and over the sea, over the fowls of the earth, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Kind Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your time that we could gather together with the saints of God, Lord, of like faith. And we're so thankful, Father, this morning to have this privilege, Lord, to stand and be a representative of you this morning. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, to remember the family of our brother, Lord, that has slipped out on us, Lord, and we ask you to remember his family. And Lord, we just pray, Father, today that you would just help each one of us. Lord, that we would just move into your presence a little bit greater this morning, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we have a right kind of mediator, Father. And Lord, we just appreciate that so very much, Lord. And Lord, and when everything else will fail, he doesn't fail us, Father. And Lord, I know that he'll be a real comforter to Sister Molly, Father. And I just pray, Father, that he'll just bless her, Father, and her children, Lord. Now, Father, I pray that you'll just be with each one here today. Father, I pray that you'll bless their hearts this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 You may be seated this morning. And if I could take a thought this morning, I'd like to take a thought on creating an atmosphere.
Amen.
Now, we talk about that, but I read that scripture because the prophet of God said every one of us is a miniature creator.
That's right.
And then the prophet of God tells me that the atmosphere that I live is what I create. It's what you create. Somebody said, this is bad or that's bad. But the thing about it is, what are you creating? See, it makes a difference, because we blame everything on somebody. Amen. Or something else. But everything that you do is something how you create. See, God created, amen, us in His own image. He created that. That's what He wanted. Amen. And so when He created us in that image, amen, so He expected us to be that miniature creator, that we could create circumstances. All right. Amen. We can create this. Amen. And we can live, amen, a happy life, a peaceful life. Now, she sang that while ago. Amen. You know, there's peace, but you know, you create that a lot of times. You're your greatest enemy. You know, amen. And you know, the thing about it is, you know, when the children of Israel, you know, went down to spy the land, you know, now they created in themselves the fear that they had. Right? They created that. Them giants did not they did not do anything to them. They didn't even give them, amen, a reason to be afraid of them. But the Bible says they looked at themselves. And so a lot of times we see people looking at their self, and then they create an atmosphere, what they're living in, because of what they saw that somebody thought that, amen, they were looking at or they were doing. Are you with me now? Amen. So you're the one that created that. They created that kind of atmosphere, and they created an atmosphere of fear. Right? Amen. You ever thought about somebody going out dark at night? They create a fear. It's nothing there. It's nothing there. All of a sudden, they're scared to death. Oh, my. Amen. You know, my. This could be. This could be. You create that. Well, praise the Lord anyhow. Isn't it the truth? Amen. Amen. You know, you know, you ought to think we say, well, I don't know if this is going to happen or not. Amen. You're creating a spirit of doubt. Amen. You have that. You know, you have that. You can do that. Instead of creating, amen, trying to get an atmosphere of peace, happiness. We look at the world, amen. We say, Brother Banner said, the world's getting more wicked and wicked and wicked. Okay, amen. We believe that. We see that. But we can create an atmosphere to live in a situation where, amen, we are the winner. This will not take us. No. Amen. 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 Satan didn't win, amen, when he took Brad. He actually lost a battle. Amen. Amen. So, amen. So therefore, he was not a winner. Huh? Amen. Amen. And so the prophet of God tells us, amen. So he says, now look, he says, do you know you create the atmosphere you live in?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Amen. Now I thought, my, isn't it amazing how you see people, they go around and they never laugh. They never happy. Huh? Amen. Why? You know, a lot of people think, you know, amen, if you laugh too much, you're not spiritual. Hello. Amen. 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 So, you know, you think, well, if you frown, does that make you feel spiritual? Yeah. Amen. I mean, does that make you real spiritual? I mean, look at him. I mean, his face is about to crack. But he's spiritual. I mean, oh my, look at the atmosphere he's created. You know, and you know what, church? And when you come into that atmosphere, you act like that. You act like that. You remember Brother Bennett talked about the, amen, the bull and the bees and all that. Hey, you know, here comes the bull. Amen. What stopped him was the atmosphere that William Branham had created. Amen. In his spirit, he created an atmosphere. And when that bull got there, he couldn't go no further.
Right.
Come on, church. Amen. Let me tell you what, if you can live in an atmosphere, amen, of joy, Satan can't get near as much glory. He can't get as near as much glory, amen, because you created an atmosphere, amen, he don't belong in. Amen. He don't belong in that atmosphere. Amen. Why? Because, amen, what is it? Amen, he's cruel. He's mean. Amen. He's destructive. He's destroy. Amen. Amen. And that's what atmosphere he wants you to live in all the time. Amen. Somebody gets a report. Amen. Amen. Oh my, he's got a disease. Okay, what am I going to do about it? God's a healer. He's already healed you. But now, amen, the atmosphere creates faith. Amen. The atmosphere creates faith. Amen. And by that faith, amen, it gets you healed. And you say amen. Amen. So that atmosphere of faith will be created. Amen. You know, when they went up, amen, and up the upper room. Huh? Amen. What did they do? Amen. They was up there and they said, we could have received it by faith and we're doing all that. But when they got in the right atmosphere, then the rushing power, then the power of God come. They was in the right atmosphere and then he came. Then he descended. Then the presence of the Lord come. Why? They were in the right atmosphere. Amen. They wasn't arguing what's right, what's wrong. Hallelujah. See, they create that. They created that. Once they settled. Amen. Amen. So you can create the atmosphere that you live in. Well, I mean, either it's the truth or it's the biggest lie you, Brother Bram, ever said. And since I'm so old, I'm just going to go ahead and see what he said. Brother Bram says it like this. He said, did you know? You create the atmosphere that you live in, right? Do you realize that the atmosphere that you dwell in? Huh? I mean, church, this is something not way off out of China. This is you. This is you. This is how happy you want to be. You know, people run around saying, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before, and they look like they've just been weaned on persimmon juice. Huh? I mean, what's so sweet about it? Amen. Amen. Why? Amen. Brother Brown said, look, you get around a drunk. You get in that atmosphere. And all of a sudden, you want to drink. Come on, you stay in that atmosphere. Huh? Lay down what a dog's got fleas, you get fleas. Right? You get fleas. You say, where'd they come from? You lay down with a dog. You got in his atmosphere. That means fleas jumping everywhere. Fleas everywhere. So all of a sudden you fleas. All of a sudden you ever get around somebody that's always bitter. I know I'm not preaching to y'all. I preach this at home and all my people got saved. See, you got to get them in the right atmosphere. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, that's what's wrong with us a lot of times. We're depending on some great something when it's already here. But it's we get out of the atmosphere of it. We don't dwell in the atmosphere of it. You said there's too much bad stuff in the world and there's so much good stuff in God. So much good stuff in God. Huh? Isn't that amazing? Brother Brown said, you get around a drunk, you get in that atmosphere. Huh? And then be careful, then you want to drink. Huh? Well, that's what he said anyhow. Amen. Amen. And I thought, you know, I thought about the definition of atmosphere, he says, atmosphere is an important part of what makes the earth livable. Your atmosphere, what makes your family, amen, livable. Into the truth. Amen. Sometimes, amen, there's things happen. Hey, look, church. Just the media's all tore up. People's been in the house all day. Most of us would have wore a Tommy gun. So say, man, Brother Bam comes in. Amen. Everything's in chaos. And he starts talking about a dress. Hello? I saw this beautiful dress. She could care less right then. Them kids is wild. They're about to get on my nerves. Come on, church. You know what I'm talking about. Also, he keeps talking about this dress. And he said, what is it doing? He said, he's changing the atmosphere. Not God coming down and changing the atmosphere. It was him changing the atmosphere. Oh, God, would you please? No, you do it. God's commissioned you to do it. It's your problem. You change it. You do something about it. Amen. Oh, we blame God. Oh, God, will you please do this? He said, I've done it. Get in the right atmosphere of this thing. Get in the atmosphere of the Spirit of God. And watch what happens. Amen. You create the atmosphere you live in. That's the truth anyhow. Amen. Amen. What's what he says? Amen. So you, he said, you're the one. Amen. The world, amen, thinks we're crazy. But what we do is we get in another atmosphere. Amen. And watch what Brother Ben said. Amen. He said, now watch it. He said, now, you know, Christ gets lifted up. And he said, in an atmosphere to where you're happy. I can't see all the way back yonder. But the frowners never win. See, it creates an atmosphere of peace. What did it do to me? Amen. It brought peace and home. Joseph different. Becky's different. Right? Sarah's different. He changed the atmosphere. Not God. He changed the atmosphere. He changed the situations. Amen. Amen. So after a while, they're all at peace. Change the atmosphere, peace comes. Amen. 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 You know, and I got to thinking, I thought, Lord, amen, that's what's wrong with a lot of homes. The Creator in that home is not bringing, amen, another atmosphere to where peace is in that home. Come on. Amen, anyhow. He said, so the atmosphere is to where you are happy, peaceful, and then you create situations. Does this make sense to y'all? I mean, does it make sense to you? Well, it makes sense to me. Because when you try it, it makes sense. Amen. 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 So he says, look, you're the one that changed it. Amen. Because you changed the atmosphere of this thing. Amen. And you know, if you raise kids, especially teenagers, you've got to be able to change an atmosphere. Or they go to early grave. That ain't no problem. It's the truth. Amen. 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 So you have to change that. And look, church, amen. Amen. You know, kids has to be born again. You know, children have to be born again. Amen. Amen. So he says, so the prophet of God said, then what type of people ought we to be if we're Christians? What type of atmosphere should we live in? All right, now, see, the thing about what I'm trying to get over to you, he sent a message to the body. And he's telling somebody that this is what you can live in. Then if nobody can live in it, then he wasted his time sending it. Right? So what happens, amen, it gives us a goal to look to fit into that glove. Yes, sir. to fit into that. Amen. Amen. And so the thing about it is, when you get to looking at it, you think, God, how can this be? Amen. He said, but you've not tried it yet. You, what you're trying to do is still operate under your old nature. You're still trying to operate under that old nature. Amen. When that nature should have been changed. Because he said, when you become sons and daughters of God, your nature changes. Amen. And you say, well, Brother Homer, amen, I still have problems. Yeah, but what we don't do is we don't go back and renew. Because see, we got to keep coming back to the well of grace to renew, amen, our fellowship, amen, with him in order to be able to live in this kind of condition. Hallelujah. See, the thing about it is, amen, amen, when you get to looking at the thing, I thought, Lord, amen, you know, now I can look at situations and they're real bad. Okay, and I can dwell on that. And after a while, amen, I got upset stomach. I got a headache. I created it. Huh? Amen, amen. You know, and so when you create that, amen, because you can create something, amen, by just thinking about that. Praise the Lord. Amen. He says it like this then. He said, now, what type of atmosphere should we live in? If he thought, then he said, now you should live in this kind of atmosphere, amen, as a Christian, not as a make-believer, not as an unbeliever, but as a Christian, amen, you create that atmosphere that you live in. I know it's not deep like y'all's pastor and all this, but I do the best I can. He'll be back. Don't give up yet. And if he goes in the rapture before he gets back, I'll be with him. Amen. See, the atmosphere that, amen, as a Christian, what type of atmosphere should we live in? Amen. And consoling, soothing, healing atmosphere. He said, this is what we should live in. Soothing, smoothing, healing atmosphere should we live in. Amen. With our hearts constantly in prayer, with deep love for every person we come in contact with. Amen. Amen. Everyone we come in contact with, such love. Amen. Amen. To create the atmosphere that they want to come. They want to serve God. Amen. This is the greatest thing of our lives. If you create that atmosphere, they get into that atmosphere. They feel that atmosphere. Amen. Amen. Is this all right? Amen. So he says... See, so now if you really love God, amen, you know that there's some kind of people that's real good people, you can't hardly stand to be around them. Yeah. That's right. Why? They create that atmosphere. They create that atmosphere. Right? They didn't have to be that way. They created that atmosphere. Amen. You see, a lot of time, you know, we try to ask God for all this, and God says, hey, look, man, that's your job. I mean, hey, look, you're like a family man. Hey, man, you have a bunch of kids, and you'll say, hey, what am I going to do? He says, hey, that's your job. Feed them babies. Right. Take care of them babies. Right. It's your job. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I know we got a lot of men today don't do it. Yeah. But still his job. Yeah. It's still his job. Nowadays, it's thank God for Grandpa. No, thank God for Grandpa. Amen. He'll see you through it. Right. It's not my job. Amen. He's the one created them. He's the one brought them. He's the one, amen, takes care of them. God created me. God takes care of me. Amen. He's never left me. Amen. He's never left me. Amen. I've got away from him a few times, but he's never left me. Praise the Lord. Brother Ben says, he said, now look, he said, now why? He said, them people, they create that atmosphere. You ever seen, been around somebody that always griping? I mean, you get into that atmosphere, and you know, when you leave there, you want to kill your cat. Oh, you know that's the truth. I don't care how funny it sounds, it's the truth. You know, you next person you say, you know, my goodness, you know, I don't even know why I done this. What's the atmosphere you was in? Huh? You ever raise baby chicks, baby bitties, chickens, you know? You ever get a bunch of chickens, baby bitties, you know, and we call them bitties, chickens, you know, baby chicks, whatever you want to call them. And you ever seen one of them in a huddle, one of them pick another, and that other don't know why he's picking, but he's going to pick him too, and then he'll pick him too, and until they all get in the same atmosphere and they kill that one. That other don't even know why he started picking him. But he'll kill that chicken. Won't he? Well, you know it's the truth. Or you maybe ain't never raised no chicken, so hey, you may not. But that's what they do. That's what they do. Amen. That's like kids a lot of times. One of them jump on the other, and the other one gets in there and he does the same thing. And they get in that same atmosphere, and so the whole bunch is fighting, don't even know what they're fighting for. It's the truth anyhow. Amen. Amen. It's the part of life, because that's reading the prophet of God said you get into that same atmosphere. Amen. And all of a sudden it moves on you. It gets on you. And you start acting like that. Amen. 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 Watch what he says. He said, now they create that atmosphere. Amen. That's the kind of people they are. Amen. But he said, I dress them as nice people, good people. Okay. But that atmosphere that they create, you want to get away from them. You know, you just want to get away from them. Amen. Amen. Why? They created an atmosphere. It's ugly. It's not comfortable. It's not peaceful. It's not, amen, it's not good to be around. Amen. Amen. So he said, you create that. Amen. They create that kind of atmosphere. Amen. And he said, look, they create that atmosphere, and it's, amen, and there are some kind of people that you love to be around. They create that atmosphere that they live in.
Amen.
They create that atmosphere that they live in. Right? You just love to be there. My, wouldn't that be nice if everybody in this church did that? Wouldn't it be nice? Well, why not? You Christians. Why not? You Christians. Amen. See, it's a supernatural thing. See, and when the presence of the Lord comes down, it creates an atmosphere of faith. It creates, when the atmosphere's right, it creates an atmosphere of faith. I want to show you something. You remember Brother Bam talked about when he, you know, when him and Hope was living, you know, Hope was living, and he lost that chair. Remember he lost that chair? You remember what she did? She had the boys to go dig up some fish worms because he was going to be sad because he loved that chair. She wanted to soothe, change the atmosphere of how he felt when he saw his chair missing.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Brother Branham buys a blouse. She goes and digs fish worms. Isn't that amazing to change this atmosphere of how is he going to feel?
Amen.
Husbands and wives, have you ever thought about you could change the atmosphere around the house a lot? Amen. You would never have too much office time. You would never have to go back there and torment him.
Yeah.
Amen. If we could just get this. Amen. I see that he's hurt. Let me change this atmosphere. My husband is really down. Amen. Change the atmosphere. My wife's going through one of the greatest battles. Change the atmosphere. Amen. Where things is, amen, be much better. Amen. After a while, amen, what are you doing this? Amen. Then you're loving again. Why? One or the other changed the atmosphere because they were creators. That they could create the atmosphere to make it peaceful.
Amen.
It could change it. Amen. Amen. It would start a whole new, amen, whole new thing in the home. Amen. Amen. That's not like trying to make your kids do a certain thing. Change the atmosphere that they want to do. That they want to do what you've asked them to do. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Brown says it like this. He said, Lord, amen. Be good. Amen. Be good to me. Help me. Amen. Well, watch what he said. Now you've got to create an atmosphere. And for your and your faith will do it. Amen. Watch it. The upper room. The atmosphere changed. And then the presence of God came down. Amen. Amen. God ain't going to come around if you arguing all the time. You fussing and fighting all the time. Amen. You don't have to be pumped up to worship God. I mean, a real love affair, you don't have to pump your wife or your husband. Amen. It's a love affair. You don't have to be pumped up to sing. Worship the Lord. Why? Amen. Look what he done for you. Look when you was in your deep trials. He's the one changed the atmosphere. Praise God. Anyhow. Amen. What's what he says? I'm not going to hold you all day. Amen. What's what he said? Amen. He said the rushing mighty wind came. Amen. It takes an atmosphere to do anything. Amen. Not just spiritual, to do anything. And the atmosphere has to be right. Amen. Then Brother Branham goes on and tells us about how he said if you take a, you know, you take an egg and you put it under, amen, the regular way is to hatch it under children, a chicken, and amen, and so on and so forth. He said, why? The egg has to be in the right atmosphere. Is that right? Amen. He said, listen, brother, amen, if a man loves God and the right kind of atmosphere he could get into, it produces a newborn baby. Just the atmosphere. It I may have to take my coat off. I don't know. Amen. He said, look. He said, amen. It produces, the atmosphere produces a newborn baby just as certain as I am here. Amen. It's the atmosphere that count. Listen to this, church. Listen to this. Y'all are a big handful. Okay? Because he said this little handful. So y'all bigger than a handful. Amen. He said, let this little handful of people sitting here today get in a perfect atmosphere. Watch what takes place. There will not be a feeble among us. There will not be a feeble among us. Just the atmosphere you're creating. He is so welcome. Listen to me now. Listen what he says. Amen. This is what was so wonderful. Amen. He said the perfect atmosphere. Watch what takes place. It will not be a feeble one amongst us in our midst. The cripple will walk. The cripple will walk. Amen. Watch what takes place. The blind will see. Just you creating the atmosphere. Cancer will leave. It can't live in a perfect atmosphere. The atmosphere changes it. Hey, that's what he said, and he wanted me to relate that to you this morning.
Yes.
And I'm obedient. I'm going to do that. And you say, well, it don't happen. Amen. We've got to do all of these kind of things. Amen. No, the atmosphere. Amen. You don't have to have a prayer line.
Come on.
There ain't nothing wrong with it. Amen. The Bible said he sent his word. And he healed them. He sent his word. Amen. How did it come? Through Donnie Reagan. Right? He sent it. And when you got in the right atmosphere, you knew you was healed before you got here. You're already healed before you got here. Wow, you got in the right atmosphere. Isn't that amazing? See what the atmosphere that you can create. You can change situations. My God, amen, amen. He said, get in the right atmosphere, and blind start seeing. Can you imagine? Amen, all of a sudden a guy walks in, he's blind. Somebody leads him in and he said, my, who's all these people? What are you talking about? I don't know. I was once blind, now see. I got in that right atmosphere. And my eyes come open. Amen. You said, boy, you sound like a fairy tale. Well, if it is, don't wake me. Don't wake me. Let me live right there. Amen. He said the cripples will walk. The blinds will see. The deaf will hear. The dumb will speak without prayer. You know, don't get mad at me. I'm just packing a letter. You say, well, it won't happen for me. Well, it won't. I know. I mean, you just answered it for me. I mean, it won't. But it will for somebody. Amen. Right? Brother Bram said that old Indian lady with him broom handle crutches.
Right.
She just walked up there, handed them to him, went out, got in the right atmosphere. Huh? Keep on walking. Yeah. I don't need these no more.
Right.
Atmosphere.
Amen.
She just kept right on walking. It's amazing. Amen. Come on in the right atmosphere. He said, all this happened without prayer. Well, I need this one to pray for me. I need that to pray for me. There's nothing wrong with that. I ain't talking about that. If you keep going back through it, amen, you weaken your faith. Amen. If you've been prayed for, amen. Amen. Get in the right atmosphere and it'll create faith. That's what he said. It'll create faith. The right atmosphere creates faith. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to wind down, okay? Amen. Watch what he said. He said the dumb will speak. Amen. He said what? Watch what he said. They stepped into that atmosphere. I mean, if you come prayed up. Amen. Amen. And the man of God, amen, he's sitting there. Amen. He's just so anointed. And he creates an atmosphere. And you walk right into it. And you walk right off. Why? It's finished. Because you said, hey, look. Amen. Don't blame me. You say, hey, William Branham, prophet of God, the word of God comes to. He told me to tell y'all. Amen. Amen. Look at the people. Church, amen. Look at the people. He said, now. Amen. He said, now watch them when they get in that burn. Watch them, amen. He said, Brother Raymond said, watch when that spirit's fixed to be exposed in that atmosphere. Amen. See, you can't keep it to yourself then. Amen. It's fixed to be exposed. And so what does it do? It starts doing something. You know, when Jesus came down the road, amen. And what to do was, amen, he knew Satan's fixing to be exposed. What did the man do? He run out to him. Amen. Wow, that spirit's fixing to be exposed. He started talking to him. Why come ye to torment us? Now he's already tormented. All right. Now he wants to know why this one's going to torment us. Amen. Amen. See, Jesus just come down the road, but he carried an atmosphere with him. Come on. Amen. You know, hey man, we ought to just be able to come in somebody's presence with an atmosphere of God and holiness. Amen. The right spirit. The right kind of, amen, the right kind of attitude. Amen. 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 What would it, it causes Satan to tremble. Now, if I can't believe this, I can't believe nothing he said. If I can't believe this, I can't believe nothing he said. Amen. 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 He said, look, he said, now that, he said, they do, the dumb will speak without prayer or anything. It's the atmosphere. Without prayer or anything. You don't have to lay hands on them. You wouldn't have to do nothing. He said, without anything. They start speaking. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And I thought, oh God, let me create that atmosphere. Let me have that kind of spirit to create that kind of thing. Amen. Why, church? Amen. Amen. This is the hour. We're living in destruction. Amen. And all these kind of things. But let me, amen, change. No wonder, amen, amen, Joshua said, for me and my house, amen, we're going to live in the right atmosphere. We're going to live in the thing, amen, amen, that God's going to change all situations. Amen. You can't underestimate God. Amen. He is the great creator. Amen. Amen. Watch what he said. Amen. So the prophet of God said, amen. He said, you know, when he talked to that black man that time, amen. And his boss said, you know, there's no such a thing as heartfelt religion. Right. He said, boss, he said, as far as you know, there's, amen, no heartfelt religion. Amen. He said, but it's come too late. Amen. I have that heartfelt. That heartfelt religion. Amen. Amen. God gives you something on the, amen, on the inside of you, and it changes you. Amen. It makes the atmosphere around you different. Amen. Not just around you, it makes something, the atmosphere different. Hallelujah. Amen. And around him, amen, watch it. It makes the atmosphere that you live in. Amen. And I know it's the truth that man created in himself the atmosphere that he lives in. Amen. Take us home with you. Amen. When times is tough, create. You've been given that. Amen. The scripture says we've been given. Amen. Amen. We've been created in his image, in his likeness. Amen. And he says, that's the reason he said, people, amen, you love to be with. Amen. Amen. What do they do? He said, they draw in. There's something drawing about them. There's something drawing about them. It's because they live in an atmosphere. They live in an atmosphere. They live under the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They live in that. Amen. You say, oh, Brother Homer, I don't know if I could do that or not. You're already defeated. Amen. Amen. Watch what he said. He said, there's people here today, amen, they're depending on you to project his love to the sinner. There's something about a man or a woman. You a miniature creator. Amen. Have you ever seen people you just love to be around? Amen. It's the atmosphere they create. It's the atmosphere they create. Other nice people, amen, you just can't stand to be around them. They create that by the way they live. Amen. The way they think, amen. And that little atmosphere that lives in you. Amen. You love him this morning? Amen. 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 Do you believe what I said? Amen. You create the atmosphere you live in. You. Somebody said, a lot of times I ain't got no friends. Make yourself friendly. Create an atmosphere of friendliness. Amen. Create a different kind of atmosphere. Amen. 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 And I tell you what, if it don't get the same results that he tells me here, then something's wrong. Amen. And it ain't the word. It has to be wrong with my atmosphere that I live in. Amen. 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 What have we done as a country? We've lived in gloom so long. We think that's the way you're supposed to live. Amen. Amen. Church, I tell you what. Amen. I think it's time for the church to rise up and get in the right atmosphere. Amen. Amen. Start practicing something. Amen. Practice with yourself. Is that all right? Amen. Practice, amen, on you. Because he said, I've created you. I've made you. Amen. Amen. So now I want you to take that part that I got, that's that part that's in me, that was in me, that's in you, and you begin to create a right kind of atmosphere. Amen. Brother Branham said if it wasn't a law against it in the, amen, ever-present water, he said we could create a world and go live on it. Amen. We could create a world and go live on it. Amen. But if you got the same old spirit you got now, it'd just be a bad world. Amen. Amen. But you know what, church? Amen. You can create. Amen. And then when you sing every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before, then amen, it's sweeter than the day before. Brother Brad mentioned that little, that person, you know, over 100 something years old. Said, what makes you so happy? Amen. You know, she said, how long you been serving God? Amen. Ever since I was 70 years old. And he said, you know, I'm over 100 years old now, and he gets sweeter every day.
Right.
And I thought, man, after 100, nearly 100 something years old, and he gets sweeter, it ain't nothing but cream and honey running off of you. Right. What was it? Didn't you think she didn't have hard times? She created the right atmosphere, and then she went and lived in it. Amen. This morning, you create that atmosphere, and you live in it. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Amen. Amen. You love him?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Amen. How many believe he gets sweeter?
Amen.
As the days go by. You said you woke up with new pain this morning. He still gets sweeter. You know, I mean, I got so many problems. He still gets sweeter.
Amen.
As the days go by. Amen. Well, amen. What are you going to do is, amen, you're going to talk yourself right in, amen, to happiness. Right? Amen. Amen. And I want to tell you what, church. Amen. I'd rather live happy than depressed. Amen. Amen. Do I want to change the atmosphere I live in? Amen. I do. Every day I want to change. Amen. Amen. Why? Amen. Church, you realize you can get an atmosphere of traveling, and all of a sudden somebody pulls out in front of you. And you're faced with a decision. Do I cuss him, run over him? And amen. And the next guy runs into you. Time you get to the end of the street, you're almost an infidel. Why? Because you created, you know, a spirit back here. You created something back here. And it got worse and worse and worse. I told my wife one day, this car pulled out in front of me and went about a half a mile up there and pulled off. And I said, why did you pull out in front of me and turn right here? And she comes on with that wisdom and said, they live there. You know what I'm saying? But see what you start creating. I created that myself. You know, because, you know, as crazy as we American people are, we run on their bumper anyhow. We're right on our bumper because we're afraid if we get back here, somebody's going to pull in there and get our spot. Oh, come on, y'all. You know it's the truth. And it ain't long. You got an atmosphere that you know, woman, don't say nothing. It's the truth. But you create that. You create that. Amen. And that's the reason I thought, God, He sends us something. He sends us something to show us you can change this. You don't have to do this. You don't have to live like that. Amen? Amen. Why? You can live beyond that. Above that. And that's what I asked God. I said, God, I'm already saved. I'm already a Christian. But let me live in the right atmosphere. Amen. That somebody else would want to be like that what I have. Amen. Amen. Even if a person disagrees with what you believe, there's still something about the atmosphere when they get involved in it or they get around of it. They say, I may not like it. Like that man told Sister Media that time. He said, I tell you what, I disagree with Brother Branham, but one thing, he's a Christian. Amen. He's a Christian. Amen. That's the atmosphere he produced. God help us this morning. Father, bless your people this morning. Lord, if I said something out of the way, you forgive me, Father, because, Lord, I want the right atmosphere to be here, Father. Now, people, Lord Jesus, Lord, they just step into that atmosphere. He said the dumb talk. Lord, the deaf hear. Father, I pray, Lord, may that atmosphere be created. Lord, maybe when you get home. Lord Jesus, when the blind man kept saying, thank God for healing me. Thank God. It kept that atmosphere right there with him. And one day his eyes came open. God bless your people in Jesus' name. God bless you, brother Lord.
Amen. Well, did you enjoy that? Amen. Praise the Lord. I told Brother Homer last night, I said, last time you was here was the best I ever heard you preach in my life. I believe that weekend's going to have to slide into number two. I believe this one replaced it. Amen. Certainly appreciate the word of the Lord. Let's sing it together, brother, and lead us in it. It gets sweeter as the days go by. And that's the truth. That is the truth. Do you want our brother to come back and see us soon? Amen.
It gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, good for me, he'll deny. The longer I know him, the better I can show him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. Oh, it's sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, days go by. Oh, the moment he saved me, his good grace he gave me. He placed his love down deep in my heart. It's great joy knowing to him I am going, and never more from him to depart. It gets sweeter as the days go by. Sweeter as the moments fly.
We'll sing it again as we leave this morning, but we certainly want to, as Brother Homer said when he came out, we want to keep the Johnson family in our prayers. I'm sure you'll be notified social media wise maybe of the arrangements and different things. So let's remember that family as they go through this season of their life, that the Lord just be with them and take care of them. I know he will. Has it been good to be in the house of the Lord? God bless you. You're dismissed. Service Wednesday night. Sing it, Brother Aaron.
The more I trust Him, the more I love Him, nothing good for me He'll deny. The longer I know Him, the better I can show Him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. It gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. Love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, sweeter and sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. The moment He saved me, His good grace He gave me, He gave my heart. This great joy in knowing to Him I am going, and nevermore from Him to depart. It gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, sweeter and sweeter. Days go by, it gets sweeter as the days go by, it gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, sweeter and sweeter. Sweeter as the days go by, it gets sweeter as the days go by.